From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome to the program. Our preacher today is the Reverend James Porter, and he's turning our thoughts to some verses found in Matthew's Gospel chapter 11, and the verses 20 to 24. He'll be reading those verses to us in just a moment, but before that, we're going to hear a message in song, and it's the piece, The Banner of the Cross.
Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 to 24. And there we read, Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Now in these words, the Lord Jesus is upbraiding the cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum for their unbelief and for their rejection of him as Saviour. And in upbraiding them, he also warns of the judgment that would come upon them for this rejection of Christ and for their failure to repent of their sin. And in all of this we see a picture, yes, a clear picture, of the dire consequences that must be faced by all who do not repent of their sin and who do not receive Christ as their Saviour. And it is for this particular reason that there are three things which I want you to notice regarding these cities. First of all, I want you to consider the privilege of these cities. Verse 20 says, "Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done." These three cities had privileges that were second to none, because they had witnessed the mighty acts and words of Christ himself during his earthly ministry. In these cities the Lord had ministered and spoken the word of God. It was in Capernaum that the Lord healed the centurion's servant, the nobleman's son, and the man sick of the palsy. Bethsaida and Chorazin were on the edge of the Sea of Galilee, where the Lord spent a large part of his earthly ministry. Bethsaida was the place where Philip, Andrew, and Peter had come from, and what privileges the people of these cities had enjoyed. Perhaps I'm speaking to somebody today, and the privileges that the people of these cities enjoyed are similar to what you too have enjoyed. For you too have often heard the gospel and the word of God. You have often heard that you need to trust in Christ, repenting of your sin, if ever you are to be saved. You know that you must be born again, if ever you are to reach heaven. The words of Christ to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 3, are familiar to you, when he said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." As well as hearing the word of God, you also witnessed the Lord's saving power in the lives of others that you know. You've seen how the Lord has changed and transformed their lives by his grace and by his power. Yes, your privileges in this life are very similar to those of the people in these three cities. But secondly, notice the pride of these cities. The end of Matthew chapter 11 verse 20 says, "They repented not." Despite their privileges and what they had heard and seen of the Lord, the people of these cities repented not of their sin. They did not turn away from their sin and seek the Lord for salvation. And such an action displays the pride of their heart. They refused to repent of their sin and trust in Christ. And in this they were guilty of the greatest of all sins, which was that of rejecting Christ as their Saviour, and that of sinning against the very light of the gospel. In the verses that we have read, Christ compares the city of Bethsaida, Chorazin and Capernaum to the cities of Tyre, Sidon and Sodom. These were cities noted for terrible wickedness, immorality and idolatry. Yet Christ says that if those cities had the same privileges as Bethsaida, Chorazin and Capernaum, they would have repented long ago. Could it be the case that the pride that these three cities are guilty of is the same as the pride that you too are guilty of? For you too have not repented of your sin, nor have you called upon the Lord to save you, even despite the many privileges that you have received from God. You may consider yourself to be an upright, a moral citizen of society, yet your continual rejection of Christ makes you as guilty as the people in these three cities. In Luke chapter 10 verse 16, Christ says, "He that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me." In despising Christ, you are despising God himself. But finally, let us notice the plight of these cities. Speaking to Bethsaida and Chorazin, in Matthew 11 verse 22, the Lord says, "It shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you." Then in verse 24 he says to Capernaum, "Shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee." Then prior to this, in verse 23, he says, "And thou, Capernaum, shalt be brought down to hell." Because of their failure to repent and seek the Lord for salvation, the people of these cities were to face the judgment of God in hell. That place of eternal misery, of eternal sorrow and agony. That place described in the Bible as the lake of fire. And you know, this plight is the same for all who leave this scene of time without the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour, irrespective of their creed, their colour, their class. Their plight will be the same. Revelation chapter 20, verses 12, 13 and 15 says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. They were judged, every man, according to their works. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Dear listener, if on the judgment day you meet God without being saved, without Christ, still in your sin, then this too will be your eternal plight. You will spend all of eternity in that place of outer darkness, that place where your torments will never cease. In fact, this passage of Scripture teaches us that the greater the gospel privileges that you have enjoyed on earth, then the greater your torments shall be. We see this in the words of Christ whenever he told these three cities that it would be more tolerable for Tyre, Sidon, and Sodom on the day of judgment than it would be for them. This is because they had less privileges than the people of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. In the light of such a solemn truth, unsaved listener, I would urge you today to flee from the wrath to come. And that way of deliverance is through faith in Christ alone. Through faith in Christ who died upon the cross to save us from our sin and from the penalty of our sin in hell. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The hymn writer says, "There is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto him and be saved, unto him who was nailed on the tree." May you look to the Lord Jesus Christ this day and be saved for time and for eternity. And may God bless his word to your heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.